Hi everyone, Miss Poach here. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that you can follow the Good Eggs on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and especially YouTube, where you'll find our animated kids show. And if you haven't yet, go to Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to rate, review, and subscribe. Listen to the very end of this episode to find out more about how to keep up with all things Good Eggs. Now, let's get started.
It's time for the Good Eggs!
The Good Eggs say, love, learn, and play. Join us today and together we'll do our part. The Good Eggs say, reach out each day so we can stay in heaven in our
Hi kids, welcome back. The eggs are just finishing up packing food boxes for the Albumin breakfast stop. Let's see how many they packed. At the Albumin breakfast stop, Meg, Gregory, and Miss Poach were busy packing food boxes on the assembly line. How many boxes did we pack so far, Miss Poach? Asked Gregory. She replied, it looks like we have filled 4 pallets and there are 25 boxes to a pallet, so that means... Before Miss Poach could finish, Meg did the math in her head and answered, 100 boxes! Wow! That's awesome, added Gregory. In the cafeteria, Sigourney, Benedict, Reggie, and Coach Flo were busy serving breakfast to the crowd.
Sausage and biscuits, coming right up!
Benedict's enthusiasm brought a smile to the people's faces as they came through the line. He turned to Coach Flo and said,
I love helping. I'm so glad I came. This is what being an ambassador is all about.
Coach Flo looked at Benedict and smiled. Just then, Benedict saw Sonny and his family coming through the line. At first, he felt that uncomfortable feeling again, but soon he overcame it, remembering that he is helping Sonny's family through a hard time right now.
Hi, Sonny! Would you like some sausage and biscuits? He shouted as he flashed a smile.
Yes, please, replied Sonny. Hey, Benedict, I'll see you next week for practice, okay?
Sounds good, Sonny.
Benedict put the food on his tray, they exchanged a thumbs up, and he continued serving breakfast to the crowd for the rest of the morning. As the morning came to an end, the eggs met in the volunteer break room for a snack.
We ended up packing 255 boxes of food, bragged Meg and Gregory. That's great, but I got to serve some of the coolest people in the world.
Benedict said as he smiled at his friends. The group returned the smiles and finished their snacks in silence while reflecting on their morning experience. Later in the week, as the sun smiled down, the eggs took the baseball field and practiced for 2 hours. Poor Sonny worked very hard, but he was getting more and more frustrated. Every time he tried to catch a fly ball, he dropped it. One time he caught the ball, but then it fell out of his mitt again. I'll never catch the ball, he said to Benedict. I stink.
Sonny, keep trying. You'll get the hang of it. Just keep your eye on the ball, and when it drops into your mitt, squeeze hard.
The sun is so bright that sometimes I can't see the ball, complained Sonny.
I can fix that, replied Benedict.
He pulled out a pair of sunglasses from his athletic bag and handed them to Sonny.
Try wearing these next time.
Thanks, Benedict, but don't you need them?
I have another pair at home. You can have these.
Well, thanks. Our first game is next week, so I hope they help by then.
Good practice today, eggs, said Coach Flo. Next week's opening day. Are we ready?
Yes!
Yes, they all shouted.
I didn't hear you. I said, are we ready?
Yes!
Coach Flo repeated a little louder.
Yes, came the reply. Then at the top of her lungs, Coach Flo shouted, are we ready?
Yes!
Yes, yes, yes,
yelled the eggs as they jumped up and down in the dugout. The next day at school, Benedict approached Gregory.
Gregory, remember the great ideas you had for the AAR to collect pet supplies and then have a pet adoption drive?
Yes, I remember. They turned out great, replied Gregory.
Well, I have an idea. What if we ask the kids at school to bring in canned goods to donate to the Albumin breakfast stop?
Benedict, that's a great idea, said Gregory. I'll help you organize it.
Yes, that is a wonderful idea, said Miss Poach. Coach Flo is also going to ask parents to bring canned goods to opening day next week for your baseball game. Can I make an announcement over the PA today, Miss Poach? Gregory requested. Then Benedict and I will get busy making flyers for the kids to take home. Of course, she replied. The rest of the week at school was filled with sorting canned goods into boxes. During lunchtime, Gregory and Benedict organized the collection room.
We sure have a lot of food to donate to the Albumin Breakfast Stop. I hope it helps a lot of families.
It sure will, Benedict. Mr. Crackle is going to send the truck over here to pick up all these boxes. Then on Saturday, he's coming to our opening day game to collect the cans.
Sounds great.
Meg Sigourney and Reggie walked into the collection room and helped Benedict and Gregory organize the food into boxes. They finished by the end of their lunch hour. Meg ran to get Miss Poach to show her the boxes.
My, my, she said as she walked into the room. There must be 100 boxes of food in here. We sure have a generous school.
She gave the eggs a hug. I am very proud of you. You are wonderful ambassadors.
Miss Poach, we've been in touch with Sammy from Egypt and Yosef from Israel from our trip last year. They're both going to have food drives in their schools so they can help those who need food in their own communities too. They're even going to share their ideas for organizing and share their food because they live so close to each other.
Just beautiful, commented Miss Poach. When we work together, goodness comes out of it. The eggs smiled proudly. Saturday arrived and it was opening day for baseball season. The eggs were ready to play and were very excited to see the parents and other spectators bringing in so many canned goods for the Albumin Breakfast Stop. Coach Flo had several boxes set up for the collection and Mr. Crackle was there handing out information about volunteering. Coach Flo gave the eggs a pep talk in the dugout.
Eggs, this is our first game of the season. You've been working hard on and off the field, and for that you should be proud. Give it all you've got today and start the season off right. I know you can do it.
The eggs took the field and the game began. The first few innings were scoreless, even though both teams were hitting the ball well. Finally, Meg and Reggie got hits and drove in a run. It was 1-0 in favor of the eggs. Sonny stayed on the bench until the last inning. He was glad he wasn't playing because he didn't feel confident enough to catch a fly ball. He saw Coach Flo walk toward him and he knew what was coming.
Sonny, you're in. Get in right field.
Yes, Coach, reluctantly replied Sonny. He looked at Benedict, who gave him a smile and a nod. Sonny ran out to right field. As Benedict began to take his position, he noticed Sonny forgot his sunglasses on the bench. He grabbed them and ran them over to Sonny.
Thanks, Benedict, he said. I'm so nervous I forgot them. You'll be great,
Benedict replied as he tapped him on the arm. The eggs needed one more out for the win. The biggest player on the other team was up to bat.
I hope he doesn't hit the ball my way, Sonny thought to himself.
The player hit the ball directly to right field. Sonny knew it was up to him to get the out. He ran toward the ball.
I got it, he shouted.
Benedict looked at his friend, hoping he could catch it this time. Sonny looked up through the sunglasses and saw the ball coming at him. He held up his mitt and the ball smacked right into the center of it. Sonny's only thought was of Benedict's words, squeeze hard. And that's just what he did. He squeezed the ball tightly in his mitt and made a great catch for the final out. The eggs rushed over to him, lifted him up and cheered.
Hooray, hooray, you did it, Sonny, you did it.
Benedict congratulated his friend.
We did it together, Benedict,
Sonny replied with a beaming smile.
I'm so glad Benedict decided to help out at the Albumin Breakfast Stop. And not only help out, but he organized a food drive at school. He really is learning to be a good egg, isn't he? And what about that game? Once Benedict gave Sonny his sunglasses, he was able to see clearly and caught the game-winning ball. That was so exciting. Think about the next time you have to work together with your friends or with a team. Great things can happen. I'll see you next month as the eggs learn about the importance of good health. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being a good egg.
To learn more, visit www.thegoodeggs.org. You'll find information on the Good Eggs book series, lesson plans, word search and crossword puzzles, and more. You can also learn about the Good Eggs Foundation and how we serve our community. There's a lot to see on our website, so be sure to check it out. That's www.thegoodeggs.org. Thank you.